Hallelujah. Revelation 3 and 1 through 3. Thank you for coming this morning again. The Chapman brothers, I appreciate so much you being here. Revelation 3, 1 through 3. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast. Remember what I gave you in the beginning and what you heard in the beginning. Hold fast to that unfeigned faith that was given to you in the beginning, and repent, turn from your ways. For therefore thou shalt not watch. Therefore shalt thou not watch. I will come, if you don't watch, I will come to thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. I want to preach for a little while this part of that second verse there. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. I want to preach a little while. Don't let it die. Don't let it die. God, I come before you this morning. There are people I feel that are weighed in the balance this morning. I feel heaviness. I feel weariness. I feel tiredness. I feel tears about to pop. I feel like somebody says, I just don't know which way to turn or where to go. Lord, I want to help them this morning to not let it die in Jesus' name. You may be seated. The letter that was written to the church of Sardis proclaims that their name was still alive, but they were on the verge of dying. Their reputation was good, but you can't live off your reputation forever. They had, from the beginning, he said, you received the word, you know, you heard the word, but you're not, your reputation is good. But somehow you're trying to live off your reputation, but you're dying. Many times your reputation gets there before you do. Yeah, and sometimes it follows after. It's like the luggage that you get off the plane first, then your luggage comes. And I tell every preacher that comes here going to work with us, I tell them, now that you're off the plane, where's the luggage? Every one of them. If you're going to work with me, where's the luggage? Don't let me get you going here and then the luggage comes. And I've been deceived in the past. I may be deceived in the future. I try to believe people. But it's not fair to the kingdom of God. Amen. You can't live off the reputation of what you did 20 years ago. What are you going to do now? Church of Sardis had a great reputation. But he told them that you still need to be watchful and strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. Because if you perish, your reputation will perish with you. The Bible lets us know to be of a good report and a good reputation among all men. And he tells them about recovering that which is almost dead. The first thing you have to do, he says, be watchful. Be watchful. Notice that it's dying. Notice that it's wilting. Notice that it's shriveling up. And begin to strengthen the things that remain, lest it die. I've planted a few trees in my life and a few shrubs, and Lord willing, we're going to plant some more here. Front of the church, if it ever quits raining. Amen. We may have to put underwater plants or some kind of hydrilla or something out there, Brother Ken, that can live in underwater. I don't know, but this is just amazing. I thank God we got done what we did before the rain came in, but there's going to be some plants out there and there's going to be some shrubs, and you can't just stick them in the ground and say, well, good luck. Good luck. I'll see it harvest time. It doesn't work that way. You have to be watchful of the plants that you plant. You have to be mindful of them. They're not going to grow without some attention. And some plants I have planted grew and become beautiful and fruitful. And others, I've let them perish because I wasn't watchful of what was going on with the plant after I planted it. I didn't pay enough attention. And when I should have seen the first signs of something's wrong, The first signs of leaves beginning to wither. I should have said, what's wrong? But I wasn't really paying attention to it like I should. And a lot of times we assume something will grow and something will be good. Therefore, we don't watch it like we should. We make an assumption, it'll be okay, and we don't watch it like we should. Even in a marriage, we assume, well, I'm going to get married, everything's going to be good, we're going to ride off the Sunday, and everything's going to be good. But you don't watch it. You don't see the drifting away and things that something's beginning to die, and you're not mindful, and you're not watching what's beginning to die. And sometimes we get secure on the job. Oh, I've been here 25 years, they ain't going to let me go. They need me around here. Next thing you know, you got a letter comes in and says, you're fired. We're sick of you being late. When all the other times you were on, but you thought you were so secure, you quit watching it. You quit doing what got you there. And a lot of times, even in a marriage, oh, my marriage is good. It's rock solid. And you just keep going and keep going and keep going. You may come home and there's a letter on your bed saying, me and the kids are gone because you're never home. And you just assumed they were going to be there. Same thing in living for God. People live for God and they just assume they're going to be saved. Got the Holy Ghost, I'm going to make it. Praise the Lord, I got the Holy Ghost. Give me a high five. We got the Holy Ghost. How long ago? About 50 years ago. And we just assume because we got the Holy Ghost, we're going to make heaven our home. But let me tell you, we still need to mind whatever you minded to get it. You need to mind it throughout the whole time. Let me tell you, I don't care how big a tree gets, it still needs water. It needs more water perhaps when it's little and before it gets its roots. But it still must get water. And sometimes, every once in a while, I'll look at it. In fact, it wasn't long ago, I still have some trees in buckets, believe it or not, Brother Artie. You need any more chestnut trees? I got some more. Ask Brother Lamar if he needs a chestnut tree. I can supply him with chestnut tree. Okay, good. I got them in buckets there. And one day I noticed that all the leaves, I'm like, I got a sprinkler on them and everything. And I pull out, look, what's the deal? Well, I go and look, and somebody cut my sprinkler off. And it wasn't my wife. Those yard men will come sometimes and they'll want to use the water to turn it on. They don't turn my sprinkler back on. Sometimes I take it and turn it a different direction and it don't. Yard men. I'm going to take over my yard. And so I didn't notice until it was almost too late, Brother Valentine. I looked and they needed water. I went on and felt it as dry as it could be. So what am I going to do? I said, I'll just throw that thing away. I'll get me another plant. I'd start over? Are you kidding me? They're this tall now. No, I had better strengthen what remains. I can't make those leaves that are turning brown get green again. Maybe they're drooping, I can get them to come back. But whatever I've lost, I've lost. But what I need to do is what the scripture says. I need to be more watchful and strengthen what's left. Whatever's left in a marriage, strengthen that. Whatever's left on the job, strengthen that. Whatever's left in church, strengthen that. So I like that. We'll strengthen it. Wherever you're weak is where you need strength. Paul said, I gladly rejoice. Now I realize that when I am weak, he strengthens me. And a lot of times we miss the very fundamental things. We get so carried away. Boy, I wish they'd preach more about Revelation. You ain't got the Holy Ghost yet. I wish we'd preach more about the end times and all that kind of stuff. And you don't even pray. And you want to know about all this stuff going to come and you're not even ready. Oh, Lord. The fundamental things. So a lot of times when you see a marriage dying, it just needs watering of love. That's what put it together in the first place. I don't know anybody ever got married and never said, I love you. I don't know anybody would marry someone and say, I don't love you, but I'll marry you anyway. But when they get mad, they go, I never loved you. Well, what did you marry them for? I never liked you. You're just like your mama. When things are dying, sometimes it just needs the fundamental things. Strengthen that what is dying. You know how most people perish in church? They die? What got them there was prayer. Prayer is a fundamental thing. The Bible says not to about prayer, the laying on of hands and repentance. These are fundamental things and let us go on to perfection. But he doesn't say leave these fundamental things alone. So a lot of times marriages fail because they forget that they're supposed to be in love. I'll never forget at Sister Julie's wedding. They sang a song. And I kind of laughed, and it was because it's kind of funny. Love will keep us alive. You remember seeing that? They sang that song. Or they're still in love, I guess. They said, yeah, you guess so. Okay. Love will keep us alive. When we're hungry, I remember it said, when we're hungry, love will keep us alive. Yeah. Love. Even one church, he told him, he said, go back to your first love. Do your first works over. Go back to the fundamental things that got you here in the first place. I've been preaching long enough to look across the crowd, and I can tell who's getting brown spots. I can tell what leaves are beginning to droop. I can tell that. And I'm here to tell you this morning, go back to the fundamental things. He said, be watchful and strengthen those things that remain. If there's any, he said, if there be any good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any knowledge, if there be any truth, strengthen that. Strengthen that. When you realize what he's saying here is he's saying to give it more attention. When you see something is withering and something is dying, it's not to forget the faithful things that have been with you and that are vibrant and alive, but pay more attention to what is dying. Be watchful, he said, and strengthen. Pay more attention to it than maybe you do to the others right now. Leave the 99 for a little while and go strengthen the one. People that are on the verge of dying, they bring them to a place called intensive care, right, brother? Right? They don't bring people who got stomach aches into intensive care. They don't, I got a headache. Well, let's go to intensive care. Yeah. That's not who they bring. They bring people that are weak, and they strengthen what's weak. If their heart's weak, they strengthen their heart. If their breathing's weak, they strengthen their breathing. They strengthen what is weak, what remains, to keep it alive. Amen. You and I need to pay attention to the withering things in our life. Pay attention to the things that are beginning to perish in your life. Amen. The Good Samaritan found another man that was what? How much dead? Half dead, right? He could say, well, he's half dead. He's going to die. He'll leave him alone. No, he strengthened what was. He strengthened what was alive. He strengthened what remained. He bound his wounds up. He gave him a room. He put him on his own beast and led him to a place. He strengthened what was alive. And people today die, listen close, without attention. Listen to me. People do a lot of evil just to get attention. People die without attention. They die spiritually. They die emotionally. A lot of times you get married. You know why you get married? You need attention. You need somebody that's attention. You look at the statistics of people that live alone that have some type of pet. Huge. Why? Because that pet will give them attention. Everybody needs attention. And too many times, even in marriages, we've been married 35 years, they still need attention. Each one still needs attention. Be watchful and strengthen what remains. Let me tell you something. So I just start over. Okay, good luck. God bless you. Start over. I'd rather take what I got and strengthen it until a new season comes around. If I can just get this thing through the summer, if I can just get it through the drought, a new season will come along and I'll get new leaves. It'll be vibrant again. It'll grow again. This year was not my best year, so to speak. This has been a terrible year. But next year will come around. This too shall pass. And there'll be a new season in my life. And I got to let go of what I lost and strengthen what I've got left. Can you say amen? Be watchful, amen, and strengthen what remains, lest it die. And sometimes, listen close, you need to give more attention to yourself. I'm not talking about get attention from, I'm talking about be attentive to your own needs. Attentive to your own needs. You know, let me give you an example. People that are starving for attention and not getting it, do you know what they do? They let themselves go. They let themselves go. I ain't brushing my teeth. See. Nobody cares. I ain't combing my hair no more. I don't have any anyway. They get depressed. They don't get out of bed. They don't get out of the house. They just let themselves go. These are people that are starving for attention and not getting it. What they've lost, my brothers and sisters, is the I can. I can. The Scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, we're waiting for Christ to do all things. That's not what it says. It says, I can do. And people have lost that in their walk, in their marriage, in their job. And I can't do nothing. I'll never be nothing. They lost their I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's still going to do it through you. We keep waiting for Him to do it. No, He's doing it through you. And I'm asking you this morning, get your I can back out of the trash can. Get your self-will and your self-desire back. Pay attention to yourself. A lot of times I have to look at myself, I'm starting to worry about that. I got to quit worrying about that. And I pay attention to what's going on in my mind and in my heart and in my soul. I got to pay attention to that. And too many people don't pay attention to themselves. The Apostle Peter climbed out of the boat that night when Jesus said, Lord, if that's you, come on the water. And he got out of the boat and began to walk on the water. Now listen close. As long as he was paying attention to Jesus, he was walking on water. But when he began to pay attention to the things that threatened him, he began to sink. Amen. I'm afraid if we're not careful, we don't pay attention to Christ. We don't pay attention. When he said, come, he didn't say, now, Peter, I really don't know if you can walk on the water or not, but, you can try, and if you don't work, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And as long as I'm looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith, as long as I look to him for my help and not others for my help, I still can do all things through him that strengthens me. I am weak, but he is strong. Isn't that what the song says? Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. You don't have to die this morning. The marriage doesn't have to die. The job don't have to die. The spirit, your spirit doesn't have to die. What the devil wants you to do is to give up. What I'm trying to preach to you is strengthen what remains. He wants you to say, well, quit, it's no use. You might as well give up. I'm trying to teach you this morning. Forget, the devil is a liar. He is a liar and the father of it. What the message is this morning is strengthen whatever remains. Whatever it is, strengthen that. Whatever is weak, prop it up. Whatever is not going right, try to make it right. Strengthen what remains. It's interesting to me when you looked at the widow as they come this morning. One widow, she knew exactly, listen close, exactly how much meal she had in the bottom of a barrel. She knew exactly. She said, well, how do you know? Because she said, I got enough for one more meal for me and my son. I know exactly how much is in there. She knew that it wasn't no five meals, three meals. Oh, hey, yeah, we got enough for you too, prophet. Come on. She said, no. You know, I know exactly how much I got. I got enough for me and my son. After that, we're going to die. And the prophet said, if you make me one first, I'll strengthen what remains. If you put me first, I will strengthen what remains. Sometimes things fail because you're not putting him first. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You know in your heart whether you're really putting him first or you're not. You know, if you seek him first, he said, I'll strengthen what remains. I'll take a coal. I'll give you beauty for ashes. I'll take whatever you've got left. Another widow, right after that one, another widow, he said, the creditors are coming. And Lord, I don't have enough to pay. All I got is a little bit of meal. A little bit of oil in the bottom of this cruise. That's all I got. Said, what do you have? All I got is this. There's just a little bit left about. He said, well, I'll tell you what. If you listen to me, I'll strengthen what remains. I'll strengthen whatever you've got. Little is much when God is in it. My. I thought it was kind of interesting that they didn't break the bread and feed the 5,000 until they found out how many fishes and loaves they had. He said, well, what do you have? Well, I don't know. And they went around and they found a little lad that had two fishes. We got two fishes and five loaves of bread. Is that all? Yeah, that's exactly what we got. He said, now I can strengthen what remains. You need to take an inventory of what you've got left and count it and say, Lord, this is all I got left, but I'm giving it to you. And I'm here to tell and to preach to you this morning, the Lord will strengthen what remains. But if you're going to go until it's all exhausted, well, I just used it all up, Lord. I don't have nothing for you to use. Let me tell you, I don't care what you got left. If it's just a good brain and can think a little bit, man, the Bible tells us to think on these things. And if you'll think on these things, the things of God, he'll strengthen what remains. Woo, hallelujah. Stand with me this morning. Quit assuming everything's going to be all right. You better strengthen what remains. God's trying to tell you, don't let it die. Strengthen what remains. Don't let it perish. Strengthen what remains. Amen. Revive the coals. Fan the coals. Get them alive again. Strengthen what remains. Yes, it is keeping. Lord, it's keeping. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me show you something. Let me have your hands. You think this lady would still be here if she hadn't received strength? Let me tell you, you can wave your hand at the Lord and say, you kept me alive. Hallelujah. I'm here by myself, but you kept me alive. Hallelujah. And in my darkest hour, I held on. You got to hold on to something. I mean, you got to hold on to something. When Paul and that shipwreck, they were all, you know, the Bible says they lightened the load. They lightened the load. They lightened the load. That, you know, what they light fast is the silver and gold. You're going to lighten the load of the stuff you don't need. Right? When people are like, well, I'm going to really start living for God now. And they start, I'm going to get right, get my life right. And they get right on a few little things. And they lighten the ship. But the storm kept coming. They lighten the ship and the storm kept coming. They lightened again and the storm kept coming. Till finally it broke the ship apart. And Paul grabbed a board. I preached a sermon one time, get on board a board. He got on a board and held on to pieces of the ship. Something's got to keep you alive. Do you hear what I'm trying to tell you? Something's got to keep you alive or you'll lose your hope. He said, nobody's going to be lost in this ship. The Lord told me, be of good cheer. And there they were. And nobody was lost. But you know why they weren't lost? They all grabbed hold of something. Amen. It wasn't too terribly long ago. I have a friend, he's deceased now. He went deep sea fishing and they were sleeping and a ship hit them while they were sleeping and busted the ship completely apart, and they stayed out all night holding on to an ice chest. I don't know what you need to hold on to this morning, but you better find something to hold on to. Because if you look at all the turmoil and you look at all that's going on in your life and in the world and all that, you'll quit. You say, what's the use? But I'm here to tell you, God will strengthen whatever you hold on to. Right? To keep you alive. Amen. God bless you this morning. We'll sing that chorus one more time as we leave. Greet our visitors and invite them back. And I'll see you Tuesday night. Don't never give up.